Brings that over here in the Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara gets involved in a heavy discussion about items that are Mekabel Tumah. They're not allowed to be Mesachech with them. If you remember, we discussed yesterday being Mesachech with romaine lettuce or something that's used for Maror. And we said it's no good because it's going to fall down. However, the Gemara continues with that discussion of being Mesachech with foods. And foods are no good because they're Mekabel Tumah. However, the Gemara discusses what about the items that are attached to the food. What if I have a husk around the kernel of grain? Or I have a whole stalk and there's a fruit at the end. Can I be mesachech with the rest of the branch? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Habayitza legas en lo yodos. What is a yad? A yad is obviously a handle, but also the Pasuk says in Parashat Shmini, we discussed it yesterday, the Pasuk says in Parashat Shmini, Atame hu lachem, and Chazal Darshan Uchol Tzarcheichem, that the food becomes Tameh once water falls on it, and it is Tameh Uchol Tzarcheichem, meaning anything that is used for the food also becomes Tameh. So if you have an attachment, or something that's considered to be an extension of the fruit, what's an example of that? A branch. So the whole branch becomes Tameh. That's what's known as a Yad. It's a handle. But it's only if it's l'chol tzarcheichem. It's only if you will use it for something. It's usable. If it's not usable, then it's rubbish. It doesn't matter. So habayitza legas en lo yodos. If I cut off a branch, I guess, or vine of grapes, what the proper term is, so that I have grapes that are all attached to a board of wood. So the grapes are Mekabel Tumah. Why the Mekabel Tumah? It's food. What about the handle that's attached to it? So the Gemara says, that is not Mekabel Tumah. Why is that not Mekabel Tumah? Because that serves to the detriment of the grapes. Why does it serve to the detriment of the grapes? If you want to use the grapes for wine, if you have to staple the grapes to the board, you're going to lose some of your wine in the process. So habayitza legas ein lo yodos. It doesn't help you, it hurts you, because some of the juice oozes out. From Menashe Bagada Omer Avuna, HaKoytza L'sachech, what if I cut down food in order to use Eschach? Ein lo yodos. Also there, the handle doesn't help me. It doesn't do anything for me. It's only if I'm going to carry it from place to place, then the handle helps. Here I'm using it for Eschach. What do I need the handle for? So yes, the food is Mekabel Tumah, the handle, or the rest of the branch, is fine. Mandam or Koytzer, Kol Shekein Boytzer. If you're going to say that by schach you don't need the rest of the branch, or you know that's you don't need that to carry around the food, you're just putting it on top of your sukkah. Certainly, that opinion Rabbi Menashe would hold that the rest of the branch by grapes that you plan on making into wine is not mekabel tumah. Man damar koitzer kol shekein boitzer deloy nechule deloy nimtzei lechamrei. Some of your wine is going to ooze out. It's a waste of the grapes. Man damar boitzer. However, the one that says if you cut down a whole branch of grapes, the grapes are Mekabel Tumah, because you plan on making it into wine, it's food, but the branch is not, because you don't need it. So then certainly, if you cut it down for schach, maybe it would be a yad. Why? You want it there in order so that it shouldn't split apart. You want it there in order so that it shouldn't split apart. Rashi says, "Deloy levadra nechale ba'oichal mechuber b'hen shim yavdil roshe shibo min akashim shami yisprazu v'yechal leibud." Some of the fruits are going to fall down. If I'm misachech with, I don't know, what people put in their sukkah sometimes. See these plastic fruit that they hang over there. So if you're going to hang a gourd, you know, from a branch, they don't grow in branches; they grow in patches. But if you're going to hang it from a branch, so then the branch helps to keep it in place. If you wouldn't have the branch, it would be a problem. So since it's to your benefit, the pasuk says, "Tameh hu lachem l'chol tzarcheichem." Anything that helps you out is also mekabel tumah. So just like food is mekabel tumah, it's no good for the schach. So to the branch would have the status of the yad, and it's no good for schach. Then the Gemara goes on to say, "Should there be yodos for schach? Meaning, if I'm misachek with food, the food is mekabel tumah. That's no good. Should the whole branch be no good? Is the whole thing a yad? That's really a machlekes tanoi. So neimod Rav Menashe bar Gad, the tanoi, it's actually a machlekes tanoi. Is there yad for schach? Meaning, is the whole branch mekabel tumah or just the food? Desanya soichei ta'enim ubahen ta'enim. You have a branch of figs, and there's figs. Parchilinu behen anovim, branches of grapes, and there's grapes. Kashinu behen shibolim, same thing. You have stalks, and inside there's grains. Mechabdos behen tamarim. I don't know what the branches of dates are called. Same idea. Kulan imsoiles meruba lo eichling shera. As long as you have more kosher, if there is more branches, meaning garbage, on top of the schach, then the food, it's pasul. It's kosher, because the food is batel. Vimlav, but if there's more food, then kosher schach, it's psula. So Achayrim say, Ashu kosher merubin ala yodos v'ala eichlin. It's not enough to be mavatel, the grapes, and the dates, and the figs, and the wheat, the kernels. You have to be mavato the whole yad, the branch as well that's holding the items. Because the acherim omim achu kash mumar al yadas vi al ha'oichim. My love, behakam afligia. They're not arguing about this. The marasava yeshal nyadas, marasava enle nyadas. Big machlaikas, is there a yad for schach or not? If you have a branch that's attached to food, if the food is makabal tumas, no good for schach, what about the branch? Big machlaikas over here, and if you give him a base, machlaikas amayroim, perhaps a machlaikas tanoim. What is the machlaikas though? The machlekes is, do I need the branch or don't I need the branch? Am I happy about the branch or could I care less about the branch? Does it help me or does it not help me? But everyone would agree to what, Rabbi Isai? That if I needed the branch and it would be a yad, and a yad has a number of properties. Number one, the primary one is that if I touch, let's say a cadaver is outside, and a person comes next to the cadaver and touches the cadaver like this. Cadaver. I don't want to make a chumash cadaver. You touch it like that. I become tamei tumas maga. What if I touch something, let's say a cadaver touches fruits, the fruits are tamei. What if the cadaver touches, or the sheretz touches the branch that's attached to the fruits? So if the branch is used to carry the fruits from place to place, that's a yad, and it transmits the tuma through the branch to the food. That's what's known as a yad. It's primarily relevant for tumah. We're discussing being mesachik with it because you can't be mesachik with something which is makabel tumah. So this yad transmits tumah to the fruits, so you can't be mesachik with it. Good. Not only can you not be mesachik with the fruits are makabel tumah. The yad is also makabel tumah because it transmits the tumah through the branch into the fruits. So the branch is also makabel tumah. The machlekes is, do I need a branch to carry around the fruits? Don't I need a branch to carry around the fruits? Particularly when it comes to schach. Could I care less about the branch? Do I care about the branch? If I care about the branch, there's a yad. If I don't care about the branch, there's no yad. What's the difference if there's a yad? If a tumah will come and talk to with the branch, will that transmit the tumah to the food or not? But if it does, certainly you can't be misafik with it. That seems to be clear from our Gemara. Everyone would agree, if there would be a yad, you can't be misafik with it. The problem is, the question is there a yad? Do I need it? Don't I need it? But if you do need it, it would be a problem. Not only can you not be misachek with the food, you can't be misachek with the yad of the food either. But why? Because there's a big machlekes we're showing them how to understand a yad. What does the yad do? If I have over here, cadaver, yad, branch, with fruit. So the tumah goes through the yad, through the branch, to the fruit. What is the status of the yad? Does the yad become tamei, or does the yad just transmit tumah? Is it a conduit of tumah? But this is, does itself become tamei? So the Mishnah tells at the beginning of Masechtos Uksin, the last Masechta in Shas, Kol shehu yad mitamei umitamei, becomes tamei and can be mitamei others. Look at the Rash Mishans and the Gemara on the Mishnah Masechtos Uksin, mitamei machnis tumah b'noigea ba'echo atzmai. If you touch the fruits, it could transmit tumah. Mitame moitzi tumah. But if you look, so the Rush emphasizes the fact that it brings tumah from place to place. Machnis tumah and moitzi tumah. But look at the Rambam. If that's not, that's a quotation from some place where I copied that from. But look at the Rambam. Probably my notes. But look at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, mitamin. Umetamin kloimar shem nitma ha'echol atzmai nitma hakotzeh shehu yadoi. The branch also becomes tamei. So the Rambam emphasizes the branch becomes tamei, whereas according to the Rash, it's just a conduit, a vehicle to transmit tumah from the cadaver, the sheretz, whatever is the source of the tumah, through the branch to the fruit. But it itself is not tame. The Rambam seems to assume that the yad itself is tame. And the Rambam echoes this in Hilchos Tumah Seichem, Perakei, Alocha Aleph, Shim Naga Tumah Biyad, Nitma Ha'echel Toebo, V'im Naga Tumah Ba'echel, Nitma Ha'yad. The yad also becomes tame. The Rash says the yad does not become tame. So according to the Rambam, that the yad becomes tame, we understand very well. You can't be mesachik with the fruits. Not only can you not be mesachik with the fruits, you can't be mesachik with the branch that's holding the fruits. You know why? It's a yad. The yad itself becomes tame. That's also a davar makabel tame. No good for schach. However, according to the Rash holds that it's not that it's makabel tame. It transmits tame. As he says, mach nisumoitzi, tuma, yad, branch, apple. The apple becomes tuma if you touch the branch, because the branch is used to carry the apple from place to place. But all this is a conduit. It doesn't become tuma. Why can't it be misachin with the branch of the apple tree? The apples, I understand, that's makabel tuma. The yad is not makabel tuma. It just transmits tuma from place to place. And the truth of the matter is, it sounds like from our Gemara, like the Rash, elsewhere. We don't understand why it can't be misachin with it. But elsewhere, it sounds like the Rash. What does it sound like the Rash? Because look on in the Gemara. This is a very complicated Gemara. We'll try and tiptoe around. But the Gemara says six lines. We could learn the whole Gemara if you want. But we get six lines from the bottom, you give them a vase. The Gemara says, again, the opinion of the Chachamim is that only the fruits are mekabel tuma, and you can't use the meschach, the branches you can, because when you cut it down for schach, you don't need it. You don't need the branch. If you would, you can't be meschach with it, but here you don't need it. So Mar says, "Hachamai as kina kagon shekutzim la'achila." If you cut it down to eat, everyone agrees. Then you need the branch. What do I need the branch for? Take it from place to place. There's a yad. We all agree to that. So then the branch is mekabel tuma too. Not just the apple, the branch too. Kagon shekutzim la'achila, but nimlach aleihem the sikuch. You switched your mind to use it for schach. So the Mar asks, "Yikutzim la'achila? My time of the rabbanon." If you initially cut it down to eat, the branch is a yad. Why do Rabbanan hold? Now I can be mesachik with the branch. You switch your mind. Now you want to use it for schach, the apple tree for schach, not for eating. So now I don't need. They hold you don't need the branch anymore. I don't need to carry it from place to place. I'm just going to put it on top of the sukkah. So then why should it be a yad? So they don't hold. So you don't need a yad for schach. But the problem is when you cut it down, you had a mind for food. So it already became a yad when you cut it down. Because of achilo, my tamay de Rabbanan. How do you undo the yad? Now that you change your mind, the yad disappears. That doesn't happen. You can't just be mavatul machshava. What do you have to do? You have to do something. You have to separate it. You have to separate the apple from the branch. You have to be basasan. Separate one from the other. See, Mar goes on to say, Taka, that's what happened. They separated one from the other. So the Gemara asks, if they separated one from the other, why do the Acherim hold that you can't be Mesachik with the branch? You're already separated from the apple. Why can't you be Mesachik with it? Good question. The Gemara goes on to deal with that. Fine. But what do you see from this Gemara, Yadam and Aleph, from your Gimel Mebeis? Again, it's very simple. It sounds complicated. It's really not. You have an apple attached to a branch. The apple is makabel tuma, it's food. All food is makabel tuma. We saw yesterday once water falls upon it. Not only is the apple makabel tuma, the branch that's holding is makabel tuma if you need it. But what happens if you separate the apple from the branch? Is it still makabel tuma? No. And the Rabbanan hold, now you could be mesachek with it. Achayim disagree, but the Rabbanan hold, you could be mesachek with it. I have a kasha. It's not my kasha, the Achrenim has. If you look at the Gemara Tetzvava Mebeis, the Gemara tells us the following. Yitzhak Hashem will get there. The Gemara says the following. At the two dots, can you be Mesachi with a shirt? Rabbi said, we don't know too much, but we know this. Can you be Mesachi with a shirt, a pair of pants? If it's made out of, well, no, it's been changed. We discussed all these issues. But what if you have a garment that's made out of stuff that grows from the ground? You have a, I don't know, burlap shirt or something, right? Made from the ground. A homemade project. Your son made it for you in school or something. Fine. So you can't. Why not? Can't use it as chach. Why not? It's kalim. Kalim am a kabel tuma. Or even if you have a wooden bowl, can you use it as schach? No. Kalim am a kabel tuma. We discussed already. What if it becomes worn out? No one's ever going to use it for kalim anymore. So it's no longer mekabel tuma. Can you still use it for schach? Can you still not use it for schach? So the Gemara says over here, tetzvav mebeis, right at the two dots, it's a five-line Gemara. Gemara says, sichacha bebeloi kalim psula. No. Once it's worn out, you still can't use it for schach. Why not? Because since you couldn't use it when it was whole, when it was usable, when it was intact, you can't use it when it wears out either. So I have a kasha. If you can't use the worn out kalim, why can you use the branch that became detached from the apple? If you cut it down to eat, everyone agrees there's yad, because you use the branch to carry the apple from place to place. Not only the apple tame, the branch transmits tuma to the apple. But if the branch will become detached from the apple, you can use the branch as schach. Why? It should be no different than the worn out kalim. Good kasha. Sfas emes es, davnei nezer es, many achreinim es. And many say, you know why? Compelling argument. Many say, because the kalim that wore out when they were intact were mekabel tuma themselves. So once it wears out, it's still no good for schach. However, this yad was never mekabel tuma. What does it do? Transmits tuma from the cadaver through the branch to the apple. But itself was never mekabel tuma like the rash. Oh, gevaldik. Now we understand why if the apple becomes detached from the branch, according to the Chacham, you could use it as schach. Because the yad was never mekabel tuma. It's not the same as old broken down kalim that were once mekabel tuma, now not. This yad was never mekabel tuma, but now we have a problem. If a yad is never mekabel tuma, like the rash, all it does is transmits tuma from the cadaver through the branch to the apple, why can't I use the branch as schach? Lamais is not mekabel tuma. What is mekabel tuma here in this equation? The cadaver, which you're not using as schach, and the apple. So why can't I be mesachach with the branch? This is a question the Stipler asks, Cheskel Bramsky, many ask this kash on the Rosh, that if they're not using it for schach, if it's not mekabel tuma, why can't I use it for schach? According to the Rambam, that the yad is mekabel tuma, it's not just a, it's a way station. You know, the tuma stops here and then goes there, but it stops here. So we understand you can't use it as schach. But according to the Rosh, we have a problem. So Cheskel Bramsky explains in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, the last jikl in the entire set. He has a kuntras on Yad at the end of Masechtas Uksin, where he explains the following. You know the story of Chazon Yecheskel, he wrote when he was at a gulag in Russia. Amazing. Anyway, Cheskel Bramsky writes, Yesh Leimar, the Beschach Ba'inon Dumya de Psoiles Garin V'yekev. The reason is, because as we've said yesterday, and we said before, in the past, with regards to Tumah Derabanan and things like that, or Euchlin, that's not Huchshel Kabel Tuma. Then many hold that it's not the fact that it's Mekabel Tuma which disqualifies it as Schach. It's the fact that the source for that halacha, that you can't have something as Mekabel Tuma, is because the pasuk says, Ba'asbecha migarncha miyekvecha, that you have to use Psoilas Garen v'yekev. You have to use the Psoilas of the Garen. What's the Garen? Is the wheat, the Yekev of the grapes. You have to use the Psoilas, not the grapes themselves. The grapes are Mekabel Tuma. The psoilas, the branches, are not mekabel tuma. But you need something that's similar to psoilas, garen v'yekev, that's not mekabel tuma. And that doesn't transmit tuma. And if it transmits tuma, it's not similar to psoilas, garen v'yekev. Yes, it's true, it's not mekabel tuma. But perhaps the problem here is not that it's mekabel tuma. It's not that mekabel tuma is a reason, a siba, to disqualify it from schach. It's a simon. It because it demonstrates it's not similar to Psoilas Garen V'yekev. So too argues the Chazon Yecheskel, the B'schach Ba'in and Dum the Psoilas Garen V'yekev, she'ein behem less of the Tumah. It has no traces of Tumah. V'yados ha'eichlin nehi she'ein kechelik min ha'eichol. Yes, it's true, the branch is not part of the eichol. V'ein atum achal aleihem. The branch never becomes tameach. Kevan she'ein undumio de psoilas garen v'yegev. It's not similar to the waste of garen v'yegev. She'yesh b'em din ha'chnas ha'itznas ha'tuma. It can bring the tuma, transmit the tuma from place to place. Einam b'psoilas garen v'yegev. Ve'ehim su'os l'schach b'em ha'sukkah. You can't use the mesukkah. Eschach. Okay, so again, perhaps this we see in another indication. We've had a few of them. By items that themselves are not makabel tuma min deraisa, perhaps an item is makabel tuma min derabbanon, perhaps oichlin that's not huchshar lekabel tuma, water hasn't fallen on it, that it's not that you know, something that's makabel tuma you can't use for schachas, because that demonstrates it's not similar to psoas garen v'yekev. If it's not similar to psoas garen v'yekev, you can't use it as schach. Not that the reason that it's makabel tuma is no good for schachas, because it's not similar to psoas garen v'yekev. Okay, so you can't use a branch. Not only can you not, we got it. You can't use an apple, you can't use a gourd, you can't use a branch, a cherry branch, any branch of fruits that's used to carry from place to place. And the question is, if you cut it down for schach, do you need the branch? Don't you need the branch? But if you wouldn't need the branch, you can't use it for schach either. So not only the fruits, perhaps even the branches as well. The Gemara, though, over here, at the end of this Gemara, has a fantastic statement, which is worthy just to discuss for a minute. In its own right. The Gemara says right before the Mishnah, we'll get to the Mishnah in a second. The Gemara says right before the Mishnah, the Gemara is discussing picking up a kernel of grain with its husk. Maybe you still need the husk, you still need the branch, because it helps you pick up the kernel of grain with a pitchfork. That's how the Gemara got into this discussion. But the Gemara right before the Mishnah has the following statement. Amar Rebbe Lazar, it's Nogeta, a few weeks ago, Parshas HaShavua. Lama nimshala tfilashin sal tzadikim ka'atar. Why is the tfil of tzadikim compared to a pitchfork? Where is it compared to a pitchfork? Where is it compared to a pitchfork? We just had it. Parshas told us. Vayeta yitzchak lashem lenoichach ishtay ki akaro hi. Vayeyose lo hashem vataha rivko ishtay. So the pasuk says, Vayayaser Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi. What does Vayayaser mean? He davened opposite her. Why was he davening opposite her? Rashi says each one was davening in a separate corner. So he compares it to an atar. Why is the tefillah of tzaddik compared to an atar? Ma atar zeh mahapech hasatvua begaren mimakom lemakom. Because just like a pitchfork picks up grain or wheat and moves it from place to place, so too after you got the tzaddikim mahapech has died to show Kadosh Baruch Hu midas achzaris and midas rachmanis, so too tefillah has the ability to change the mind of the Ribbono Shel Olam from cruelty, from din, to become rachmanis, to become mercy. So, but the Mefarshim say perhaps you see from here a great power of tefillah. Tefillah has the ability to change things. Just like wheat move from place to place, so too it could be through tefillah. Items move from place to place. Tefillah has the ability to change things. The famous Gemara Masechtas Makis. The Gemara says Masechtas Makis that why is it, I'm sorry, that the mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring cake and cookies to the Reitzchem in the Ari Miklat. The murderers in the Ari Miklat. Why do they bring them cake and cookies? The mother of the Kohen Gadol. Because when did the Reitzchem go free? The death of the Kohen Gadol. So the mother would bring them cake and cookies. Why would she bring them cake and cookies? So they shouldn't daven that her child, the Kohen Gadol, should die. So Mefarshim may ask, who is davening here? The accidental murderers. We don't have manslaughter in halacha. There's murder by accident, murder on purpose. So the murderers, the kids are the murderers. That's why they're stuck in the ir miklat. So who's davening? Murderers. Who are they davening should die? The kohen gadol, the tzaddik hadar. Let's discuss a time when it wasn't go to the highest bidder. It was a great tzaddik who spent his whole day learning Torah, basking in the glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So who's davening here? Murderers. That who should die? The greatest tzaddik hadar. Who's the Ribbono Shel Olam going to listen to? What does she have to give them? And what do the cake and cookies help? What does the cake and cookies help? So So the Alter from Kelm says, as you see from here, that tefillah is a power in the world. Tefillah has the ability to change things. Just like a pitchfork moves wheat from here and puts it down over here, so too tefillah has the ability to change it. It has the ability to, as we say in Yiddish, to accomplish something. Even if it's coming from a roitzeach, and even if it's directed at the Kohen Gadol. And therefore the mothers of the Kohen Gadol provide them with cake and cookies, so they shouldn't daven. The tefillah wouldn't be as powerful. We find similarly in Parshas Korach. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he creates a duel with Korach, the dueling fire pans. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam, al tefen el minchasam. Please don't accept their tefillah, they accept their fire pan. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Don't accept their fire pan. Who are we talking about? Korach, one of the most infamous Jews of all time. And who's on the other side? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should a Kadosh Baruch Hu accept the carbon of Korach instead of that of Moshe Rabbeinu? And to Ad Gidei Kach Moshe Rabbeinu was the daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not to accept the fire pan of Korach. So again, the Alter from Kelm says, because you see from our Gemara, that tefillah has the ability to change things. It's just a power within the world. That tefillah can change things, no matter who's saying it or what they're asking for. It doesn't matter. Like they sometimes teach the little school children. It doesn't matter what you're asking for. It could be your sports team should win. And it doesn't matter who's saying it. It could be a Russia. It could be Korach, a murderer. That Moshe Rabbeinu should fail, that the Kohen Gadol should die, it doesn't matter. Tefillah is simply a power within the world that could accomplish things. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam not to accept their karbon. Perhaps that was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Avram Avinu. If you remember all the way back in Parashas Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMechas ani me'Avram es asher ani oseh. He tells him how, he says, inform, sends three malachim to inform Avram Avinu about the impending destruction of Sodom. How can I cover over Avram Avinu's kiyav hamon goyim nisaticha? He's going to become the head of an entire world, a new world order. How could I not inform him that I'm about to destroy Sodom? So presumably, why does he inform him? In order so that he should go and daven for the people of Sodom. What does Avram Avinu do? He does so. He goes and he pleads on behalf of the people of Sodom. Maybe there's 50 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim. Bah, bah, bah. In the end, there's not enough tzaddikim to save Sodom. Sodom is destroyed. But why did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell Avram Avinu about it in the first place? In order he should daven for the people of Sodom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there weren't enough tzaddikim that Sodom deserved to be saved. So what was the purpose of telling Avram Avinu in the first place? He only told Avram Avinu so that he should daven. In the end, he davened, and the people weren't saved. What was the whole purpose in the first place then? And in fact, the Pasuk says, what does Avram Avinu do right after Sodom is destroyed? Vayashkim Avram Babaykel HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. He goes back to the exact same place again, and what does he do? He davens. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, from we derive from here, called Kavei HaMakom with Tfilosai, is Mi Talmidav Shel Avram Avinu. He's a humble man, and he's Mi Talmidav Shel Avram Avinu. After the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Davav, Dav Zayin, called Kavei HaMakom with Tfilosai. Many ask, why is a person's Kavei HaMakom with Tfilosai an unav? If anything, a person, what that means is you kick people out of your seat. If anything, you're aggressive. You're not a humble person. You always kick people out of your seat. So Rabbi Yashiv has a fantastic explanation of that Gemara. What it means is, it's found in his Ha'aretz Mitzvah Pizbrach. What it means is you stay in the same shul for a long period of time, which means you probably, people have insulted you, made fun of you, and nonetheless, you stay in the same shul. You don't march out. Oh, so it must be that he's an anav. However, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu about Sodom if he was just going to destroy them in the end? And why does Avram Avinu go back to Davin in the same place afterwards? And the Sefer Yetav Levi explains that it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Avram Avinu that tefillah is a power in the world. Even if you don't see the results right away, tefillah is a power in the world. And that's why a person who comes back to Davin every day, even though he doesn't see the results, It's from the Talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he understands that tefillah has the ability to accomplish things in the world. Right after Tisha B'Av is always Parshas V'Eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. And everyone asks, what's the Nechama in Parshas V'Eschanan? If anything, it sounds like it's just a Hemshech of the Tzaras. What happens at the beginning of Parshas V'Eschanan? Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, pleading to enter into Eretz Yisrael. He davens B'Gamatria V'Eschanan, 515 tefillahs to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'Eschanan, B'Gamatria 515. Yitzchak and Rivka, also Gamatria 515. Gamatria tefillah. So he davens, he should be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And he's not let in. Sounds pretty bad. That's the Hemshech of the Tzar of Tisha B'Av. Where's the Nechama? So the Beis Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbes, explains that the Nechama is Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times. What kind of Meshuggah davened 515 times and still not answered? In fact, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Loch, Al Toysef Daber Elai Oid Badaber Azeh, don't talk to me anymore about this. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu keep davening? So the Beis Yisrael says, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood tefillah is a koyach in the world. There's a power to accomplish things. And the Zohar HaKadosh comments, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to stop davening, because if he would have kept davening, he would have forced the Ribbono Shel Olam's hand and allowed him into Eretz Yisrael. He would have forced his way into Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, please don't do that. But the Nechama is, even though we sit Avelos 1 year, the next year, the next year, the next year, we daven, and we don't seem to see results. Nonetheless, we understand tefillah is an atar. Is a pitchfork, has the ability to move things from one place to the other place. So the tefillah has the ability to change reality. Doesn't matter what the tefillah is for, it doesn't matter who's offering the tefillah. The tefillah simply is a power in the world that has the ability to accomplish results. All that you see from our Gemara over here in Daf Yudalem and Alpha. Anyway, let's continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. Misachim b'nesarim, can you use wooden boards? Now, wood grows from the ground, it satisfies that requirement. Wood is not makabel tumah. If it's unless it's used, made into a utensil, fashioned into a utensil, even then it probably has to have maybe a base kibul, receptacle. But either way, the Mishnah says, so boards should independently have not have been a problem. It satisfies all of the requirements. Nonetheless, the Mishnah continues, Reb Meir Oyser, you cannot use boards. Reb Yehuda says you can, Reb Meir says you can. Natsan Aloha, Neser, Shurachav Arba Tvachim Shera. What if you used a board that's four tvachim? It's kosher, uvavad shelo yishan tachtav. As long as you don't sleep underneath it. What's that talking about? I thought Reb Meir just said he can't use boards. Where is this board? How come it doesn't pasul the sukkah? A sukkah becomes pasul with schach pasul if it's a sheer four tefachim. So why is this sukkah kshera? So Rashi explains, Nasan ala neshu rachav arba tefachim. Rashi says, nonetheless, Ukigoin, we'll ask Rashi in the Mishnah, you put it next to the wall of the sukkah. What happens if you have schach pasul next to the wall of the sukkah? What do we call that? Doifen akuma. Then the wall becomes bent and the sukkah is kosher. So if you put it next to the wall, it's a doifen akuma, it only pasuls b'dal ramas. Not Dal Tfachim. For Tfachim is like a foot. Dal Ramas is like 7 feet. So it only becomes pasul if it's Dal Ramas, not Dal Tfachim. We're talking about that you put it next to the wall. That's how Rashi learns. And the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says like Rashi. Later on, Yitzayin with Beis, the Gemara asks, if Schach pasul pasuls Dal Tfachim, why is this Sukkah Kasha that you put the board there? Rameh says you can't be Mesachik with boards. So the Gemara says, because you put it next to the wall, and we say Doifen Akuma. The Ran asks on Rashi. Over here, the Ran. The Ran doesn't like this Rashi. The Ran asks over here, Oizdad v'tmahani, am I not at b'min atzad? Atu dina Doifen Akuma, asa hachalash. You know, we're coming to teach us the halacha of Doifen Akuma. We know that already. We know it from Daf Dalet. We're going to learn it again in Daf Yud Zayin, is where the Mishnah appears. What is our mission after echo the halacha of Doifen Akuma? So the Ran says, because it's coming to tell me an additional chiddush. I would have thought you could even sleep underneath the board. That you don't even need doifen akuma. The Salkadaitach says the Ran in the middle of the second line, ki gazrin xeras tikar hanimil besukah shakula nesarim. Because what is the reason he can't use boards according to Rameh, we're going to see in a second, is because of xeras tikra. It looks like the roof of your house. But nothing's going to be comparable with the roof of your house if it's one board. One board should have made a difference either way. Even if boards are a problem, that's only if it's the whole roof. The whole roof looks like boards. So Rameh says, come on, it looks like the roof of your house. even though they're not makabel tuma and they'll grow them in the ground, it looks like your house. Xeras tikra. However, that's only if the whole thing is boards. What if one is a board? I would have said it's okay. Hanimil b'sukkah shekula nesarim. Umifzul akula the dami latikra of asukkah sheyeshbo shir hechsher. Saudak amin on go gazvina be xeras tikra. Ve'yamuta lishon tachas haneser kamash malon. We were even going to buy one board. However, you look in the Rambam accepts the Ran's Havamino. The Rambam writes over here, Oisei, Perakev of Sukkah Lochazai, Nosanoga Neser Echad. You put one board in the middle of the Sukkah, not next to the wall. In the middle of the Sukkah's Kshera. Why? If it's in the middle of the Sukkah, you can't say Doifin Akuma, the Magad Mishnah Yes, and the Rambam. And the Rambam's son in the Tshuva defends the Rambam, the Rabbi Avrom ben Rambam. It says that the Rambam did not pass like the Gemara later on. That Yudzayin is talking about that it's next to the wall. The Yoyim is not next to the wall. It's even in the middle of a sukkah, and he accepts the Ran's Havamina. If it's in the middle of a sukkah, that's what the last line of this Mishnah means. Nothing like necessary, no matter where it is in the sukkah. If it's in the middle, next to the wall, doesn't matter. We weren't geyser for one board. The Ran says, no, that's why it's next to the wall. If it would be in the middle, it would be a problem. We were geyser for one board. The Ran says we were never geyser for one board. So even though we're not going to accept boards, that's only if the whole sukkah is boards, according to the Rambam. Not one board. The Ran understood even one board. The Rambam understood it's only if the entire schach is boards, because it's similar to a roof. So let's continue on in the Gemara. Okay, what do we have here in the Mishnah? Machlekes Tanoim. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is you can use boards. The opinion of Rabbi Meir is you can't. But if it's next to the wall, we say Doif and Akuma according to the Rambam, or if it's one board in the middle of the sukkah, the whole thing is kosher. Amar Rav. Rav says, Rabbi says it's extremely nogeya lamaisa. Machlekes bin Asarim. The Machlekes is by board, Sheyesh ben Arba, have four tefachim wide. The Rabbi Meir, two by four is 2 inches tall, 4 inches wide. Yeah. Right? It's 2 by 4. I would assume so. 2 inches tall, 4 inches wide. Or 2 inches wide, 2 inches tall, 4 inches wide. So you have 2 by 4s. That's when it's no good. The Remeir is like Xeris Tikra. Remeir subscribes to Xeris Tikra. Yehuda less like Xeris Tikra. If Yehuda doesn't hold of Xeris Tikra, Xera up to the roof of your house. Abba bin Isarim Shein Ben Arba. If it's less than 4, Devei HaKok Shera. Everyone would hold that the boards are okay. 2 by 2. Vishmu Amar B'Shehin Ben Harba Machlekes. No, Shmuel disagrees. The whole Machlekes is where there's not 4. Aval Yesh Ben Harba. Devei HaKok Psula. If there's 4, everyone holds it's no good. The Machlekes is less than 4. Rameir holds it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is good. Ein Ben Harba B'Fiul Pachosh Mishleisha. 1 minute. Sigmara says, if there's not 4, what is not 4? Even if it's less than Shleisha Tvachim, according to Rameir, you can't use boards. And even if it's less than 3 Tvachim, Hakanim Ba'almaninhu. Those are little, you know, it's almost like reeds. How can that be no good? Amar Papa Hachikamar. Yesh Ben Arba Devei Hakok Psula. Pachas Mishleisha Devei Hakok Shera. Less than 3, everyone holds his kosher. My time, Kanim Ba'alma Ninu. Because it's just Kanim Ba'alma. Ki pligi mishloish ad arba. The machlekes is from 3 to 4. Ma'ar sover came in the west. Nehu shir makum. One opinion is, since there's not a shir makum, lo gazrina. We weren't geyser from 3 to 4. Ma'ar sover came in the nafkalu, whom he teres lovud, gazrina. One holds, since it's less than 4 tvachim, it's not a problem, because it's not a shir makum. The other one holds, it's more than lovud, it is a problem. Tanan, so we learned in the Mishnah, what the end of our Mishnah. If you put one board in the middle of the sukkah, it's kosher v'lashgish and tachlev. You can't sleep underneath it. So bishlamu l'Shmuel, it works for Shmuel. Da'amar b'shein ben arba machlekes. The machlekes is where there's not 4. Aval yesh ben arba devei Yaakov Sula. If there's 4, everyone agrees it's a problem because of gzeiras tikra. Hachinami hacha mishum hachi lo yishan tachlev. Therefore, you can't sleep under it. So this works for Shmuel, who holds that where they're less than 4, I'm sorry, where it's 4, everyone agrees it's a problem. But according to Rav, who argues that when there's 4, that's when there's a machlokes. Less than 4, everyone holds it's okay. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you sleep underneath this board? At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda has no problem with boards. The only time he passes, the whole machlokes is only when there's four. He never has a problem with boards. According to Shmuel, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees a board of four is a problem. They only argue with less than four. But according to Rav, the whole issue is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda never agrees boards are a problem. So Amar Yishan Tafta. Simer says, "Mi savar the devehakol he seifa son the Reb Meir." The whole Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah is only Reb Meir. According to Reb Yehuda and Achinami, you can sleep underneath the boards. What emerges from this discussion of Machlokes is about boards, which I remember seeing many sukkahs growing up that used boards. Eschach. What else were you going to use? You lived in New York City. There's no bushes and trees, and if they are, they're like. They're endangered species. You know how to cut them down. You get arrested. So what are you going to use? These boards. Before the days of mats. So what about boards? Can you use boards? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Meir says no. But Shmuel says the whole machlekes is when there's less than four. Four, everyone agrees is a problem. Rav holds no. Even when there's four, it's a machlekes. How do we pass? What's the problem over here, though, first of all? We'll get to how we pass in a second. What's the problem? According to Meir, what are you concerned about? It's a gzeiras tikra. What's the gzeiras tikra? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Reb Meir, first line of the Gemara, the paso is like gzeiras tikra. A gzeira out to the roof of your house. Yimach sharta behu asi lemeimar mali lesachik ba'elu mali leishiv tachas karas besi. I also have boards in my roof. What's the difference in the sukkah? My roof. Vahu vaday poso. That's certainly no good. The sukkah amarachmana velo beisa shokoyi moiseshana. Rashi, I don't believe this appears anywhere in the Gemara, Rashi says, the pasuk says, sukkah, not your house of the whole year. If you remember, back on Chesem and Beis, the Gemara discussed shtei sukkos hayoytzim. You had one outside sukkah where the guy would sell his merchandise. One inside sukkah where the guy lived. Everyone says you can't use the sukkah where the guy lived for sukkos. You can only use the one that he doesn't live in permanently, the place where he sells his merchandise, like a flea market. Here, you can't use where he lives permanently. Rashi says over there also, because the pasuk says, sukkah v'loy bayis, not the place that you live in the whole year long. The Ritva earlier doesn't have this drasha of Rashi. He says the reason why I can't use a house, what's the problem with the sukkah that you live in the whole year long? The Ritva says it's not made for tzel, it's not made for shade, it's made l'shein dira. The Ritva holds it's a problem called l'shein dira. Rashi never heard of that problem. Rashi thinks l'shein dira is the same as l'shein tzel. Shade, living, it's all for residential purposes, but the Ritva holds there's a difference between the Shem Tzel and the Shem Dira. So why can't you live in your own house if your house happens to have Kashrus Chach? Rashi holds, because that's your house of the whole year. The Pasuk says, Sukkah, Sukkah V'loy Bayis. Now you're based on Shekol Hashanah. The Ritva says, because you put it up, not for shade, but for Dira. That's the reason it's a problem. Okay? So Rashi goes, what's the problem over here? The Gzeiras Tikra. The Gzeiras Tikra is, what's the problem with the boards? The boards are, it looks like your house. You're using items that people use in a house. That's a problem. It looks like your house. The Ritva never heard of this, though. The Ritva holds you can't use your house from the whole year because it's not for shade. It's for dira. Rashi probably holds there's no difference. They're all okay. The Ritva holds no. With shame, dira is a problem. And indeed, the Ritva here learns differently as well than Rashi. The Ritva writes, Mishum gzeras tikra shiyas is sukkah tachas tikras besoy. What it means is we're afraid that you're going to sleep under an area that was put up for shade, for dira, not for shade. Then he quotes Rashi. Ve'ein derech lasos tikra v'batim el b'nesarim sheyesh b'an arba pachas mikan lekel l'migza. What do people use? What do people use in their houses? For roofs, l'shein dira, they use boards that are four tefachim wide, less than four they don't use. V'loy nehira, The Ritva does not like this pshat. Why? Few reasons. He doesn't think it fits in with the language of the Gemara. If that was the case, we should have said less than three are okay. You know why less than three are okay? Less than three are okay because nobody uses them. What does the Gemara say? Less than three are okay? Because it's kanan bialma. It's just twigs. Why didn't the Gemara say? Because nobody uses it for their roof. Why didn't the Gemara say if it's more than four, it's a problem because it has a sheer makom? Just say because that's what people use. And the Ritva's Bam Kasha on Rashi is, the Gemara says in Bar Mitzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, he quotes it over here on the fourth line, people use all different types of boards in a house. Thick boards, skinny boards, they use them all. So what's the fear? So then we should answer all boards. So therefore the Ritva learns three lines from the bottom of Anochon. Shederech Lasas Tikras Batim B'chol Davar. People use anything for a house. A few will be condom, even twigs. They didn't answer everything that's used in roofs and building. They would have to answer all reeds and all wood. Anything that's typically used for a sukkah wasn't included. Anything that's not typically used for a sukkah was included. We really should have answered everything. But we only answer the things that's not typically used in a sukkah. And boards that are less than the four tefachim are not typically used in a sukkah. So what emerges is almost a detail, semantics, but what emerges is that if the boards are wider than four tefachim are wider, according to Rashi, it's a problem of gzeiros tikra. It's like the boards that people use in their house. According to Shmuel, that's even, according to our mayor, with boards less than four. According to Behuda, it's only if it's four or more. The Ritva says, not a problem because people use it in their house. What's the problem? We should have asked everything. People use everything in the house. They asked whatever is not typically used in a sukkah. That looks like a house. That's no good. Why is a house a problem? Rashi is a drug. It's a sukkah of a loy bias. The Ritva is its own pshat because it's put up l'shem dira, not l'shem tzel. But as a result of the fact you can't sit in your house for the whole year, even if it has proper schach, so we asked these boards because of exeros tikra. It looks like the boards of your house, either because that's what people use in the house, or because it's not typically what's used in a sukkah. The Ran answers for Rashi. What about the Gemara Masechtas Bar Metzia? People use all types of boards. The Ran says people don't use all types of boards. The Ran says people only use all types of boards if they're bound together. Ve'ein zu kusha etzli. Sha'noigim bekanim mechabrim bekayshin oysan ad sha'oysim mehen luach mechubar yoysim idalin. When do people use small boards? When they nail them in. Look at your floor, might have small boards. Depends when your floor was built. What decade? Nowadays it's more popular to use thicker, it's not my area of expertise, thicker floorboards or wooden slats and a wood floor. A few years ago, it was more common to use thinner boards. Apartments here in Washington Heights usually have thinner boards. You see thinner boards. First of all, that's a floor, not a roof. But either way, people do use thin boards. Yeah, says Duran. That's when they're nailed together. Oh, that's when people use thin boards. Say Nakanami. It would be nailed together, it'd be a problem. But if they're not nailed together, then it's okay. So what do we have? We have boards that are four or more are a problem. According to Shmuel, according to everyone, Machlekes is less than four. Rabbi Huda holds, it's okay. Rabbi Meir doesn't have a problem, or Rebbe has a problem with it. Rav holds, Rebbe Yehuda, the whole machlokes was only when there were four. Rebbe Yehuda holds the whole thing is kosher, and Rebbe holds it's a problem. How do we paskin? So Tosfos writes at the end of here in Yedal Mebeis, last Tosfos, we paskin like Shmuel and like Rebbe Yehuda, based on rules of Psak. We paskin like Shmuel and Rebbe Yehuda. So what does that mean? We paskin boards of four are a problem. If it is less than four, it's okay. Four tefachim. Tefach is 3.6 inches. So four tefachim is about 14 inches. Yeah? Boards that are 14 inches wide, that's bigger than a piece of paper, by the way. A piece of paper is 11 inches wide. So what's 14? Like, go here. Right? That's a pretty wide board. That's a problem for schach. Less than that, okay. That's what we pass. We pass like the Yehuda, less than four tefachim is okay. But we pass like Shmuel, four tefachim, everybody holds as a problem. Why? Gzeiros tikra. You might come to use it in your house. What if I take boards that are less than four tefachim and I bind them together? One next to the other one, next to the other one, next to the other one. So the Ran said for Rashi, that's a problem. That's exactly what the Gemara Bar Mitzvah is talking about. However, this Shaila was asked of the Rashba. The Rashba says, Sho'alta, Seichech Sukkah Ha'asoi, Schach Ha'asukah, Ha'asim Yinasarim Shei Baruch Menav HaTefach, Vahim Nasarim Tekuim B'mitzmar Shal Barzel. But you nail them together. Vehein mishulavin kishlivas hasulam, whatever. So the Rajma says tshuva. He quotes a chacham that answered it. The Shoyo actually quoted that. The interloper quoted that. Interlocutor, whatever. Person who's asking the question asked that, brought it up. Says there are those who say it's a problem. The kemish in nesarim tkumbi mismaros harei kol nesarim kineser echad rachav arba. It's like it's one long board. V'yeish v'mishum gzeres tikra. But yesh shenechleku alav. There are those that say, even if it's nailed together, it's okay. Va'ata hanach lehen kevin shenagu, that's become the minhag. Sha'afal pi she'en a nevi'im b'nei nevi'im. So we can rely on the minhag, says the Rashba, that that's all right. So if you have boards nailed next to each other, it sounds like it's okay. And in fact, it never appears in Shulchan Aruch any problem with nailing boards together. That if they're all less than four tefachim and you nail them all together, even though now it's more than four tefachim, will be that should be a problem. Never says anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rashba quotes a yesh misa oiser a chacham sha'asa. Because of that, some argue that perhaps the Rashba was only talking about where there were spaces in between. What if it's really bound together as one? Boards that are bound together as one. So some say, for sure that would be a problem. So Rabbi Yashiv writes in his Chuvis, the Kovitz Chuvis, all mats of boards that are made one next to the other, unless there's big breaks in between, should be a problem of Nisorim, because the mat is wider than four tefachim. Most others disagree. First of all, the Rajba brought this up. The Rajba is not quoted anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. The Rajba says the meaning is La'akel. So Rabbi Yashiv said the Rajba was talking about where there's breaks in between. If there'd be no breaks, of course he would agree it's a problem. The problem is, we know already from a Mishnah later on that mats are okay. The Mishnah says, Daf Yutes, Machzeres Kanim. How could Rabbi Yashiv have a problem then with mats? That's okay. If it was made l'shem schach, it's okay. It's not considered to be a problem of boards. So those who defend Rabbi Yashiv's pesach say, no, that's if it's made of reeds. Reed mats are okay. Mats of wooden slats, that's a problem. What can I tell you, Rabbi Sain? Hard to defend. Most disagree that how could it be a board that rolled up into a ball? If it rolls up, how could it be one board? Maybe if they're nailed together to become one solid board, that's one solid board, like particle board. But if it rolls up, hard to... And we know mats are okay. So because of that, many Paiskim disagree with Rabbi Yashiv. They don't have a problem with the mats that are... Even if it be made of wooden slats. I haven't seen those in a while. They do have them. Even if it be made of wooden slats, should not be an issue of Xeras Nisarim, Xeras Tikra. What about boards that are less than four, though? What about boards that are less than four? So look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the following. But then the Shulchan Aruch says the second line, in the name of the Torah, Nagu Shalor L'Sachech Behem Klau. We have a minute now to use boards at all. Zero. Why? So Mishnah Berurah quotes two reasons. The first is, the Torah quotes in the name of the smock. We're afraid it's going to become too thick. Water won't be able to get in. Rain. Who said rain has to get into the sukkah? Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Or Mahmav Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Even if no rain gets into the sukkah, doesn't passel the sukkah. So, but we're chayshish for Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a chashash for Rabbeinu Tam. And of the fear, you're going to put the board so close together, no rain will get into the sukkah. Fine. We're afraid rain won't get in. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds, maybe it's not only because of that chashash of Rabbeinu Tam, the rain won't get in. Because look at the Meiri over here, Oisid Aleph, says the Meiri in the name of the Chach Ben Arbona, that they assert all boards because people use them in building. Says about Akshav, Shaminik Likros, Habatim Afba Pachos Meyarba, Yejbim Zeristikra. Why did Rashi say he can't use boards that are 4,000 people use in their roofs? Reminds you of home. You know, your sukkah is so much like your home, it looks like your home, you might come to sit in sukkah in your home if you use boards that are 4,000. Says the Chach Ben Arbona, in their place, people used in the roof boards that were less than 4. So fine, that's a problem now too. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. There's a minog not to use it because we're afraid rain won't get in, and also because that's what people use in our place and time. People use boards that are less than 4 tefachim. So we shouldn't use boards at all. Why not? The Gemara said 4 tefachim. Shulchan Aruch says it's a minhag not to use boards at all, afraid rain won't get in, and in our time people do use boards that are less than that in building. And Rashi said, the other Rishonim disagree, the reason you can't use 4 is because that's what people used, less than 4 people didn't use. The problem is in Yerushalayim, the minhag was always to use thin boards as schach, as we mentioned before. Rav Shechter told me when he was growing up, everybody used boards as schach. What else were you going to use? Cut down branches from your backyard, but not everybody had a backyard. How did they use boards? So Shlomo Zalman works very hard to justify that minhag. So Shlomo Zalman says, first of all, it's okay because nobody uses boards nowadays alone in a roof. You never have I've never walked into somebody's house and seen boards in their roof, maybe in the house of the Chofetz Chaim. I haven't been there yet to ride it. But he had a dirt floor. But I don't know if he had slats in his roof. What do people put on top? Sheetrock, plaster in the olden days, insulation. So says the Shlomo Zalman, no one's going to confuse it with their house. The reason of the Chach Ben Arbona doesn't apply in our time. Maybe in their time people use it, in our time people don't. You have plaster on top of it. So many places can say, if you have plaster on top of it, so then it doesn't apply. But still, we have a minig not to use boards at all. You can't ask at Medina. We don't use boards alone in our roof. We have a minig, though, not to use boards at all because people are going to come to put them so close together, rain won't get in. So Shlomo Zalman said the minig only existed if it was a tefach, at least a tefach. Less than a tefach is a garnish mit garnished. No one ever asked that. It's the Gemara said, common bialma. Then we have to answer everything. And the boards, a tefach is 3.6 inches. You know, it's still pretty wide board as boards come. So in Yerushalayim, they used to use thinner boards. So as long as the board is thinner than a tefach, many are willing to justify the minhag to do it. And even more than that, finally, the Akronim ask, how can you develop such a minhag? Because of a gzeiras tikra. We don't make gzeiros in our times. We make a gzera. We don't asser new things. Ramosha says if we'd be making gzeras, he says the first thing we would start with would be the Shabbos clock, and we would. If we were making gzeras, a lot more things would be asser now. You know, he said Chazal were concerned, you know, with all these far-fetched things. If we have real things to be concerned about, if we would make gzeras, he said Ramosha has a whole list of things that he would asser. So, but we don't make gzeras nowadays. How do we asser this? So it must be it's a minig. So the place can say, Hecha de Nagu Nagu, Hecha de Loi Nagu Loi Nagu. If you have a minig to use boards, then that's the minig. And it can continue. That was, in fact, the old time minig was to use boards in certain places. So people use boards. Certainly, if it's less than a tefach, it's okay. And that would not be included, perhaps, in the whole discussion over here. Okay, let's say that.